The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com. Dave writes me this morning, "Hey, Bill, Town Hall News so dishonest in reporting on the crap sandwich that Congress is trying to push on us. They only reported that the bill contained funding for aid to hurricane victims and farmers. Nothing about the 40% pay raise for Congress or the extra Social Security benefits for only government people or the billions in other crap in the bill. The dishonest press is back at it." Dave, I think you can calm down on that a little bit. I heard that report. That was on a 60-second news story, which has a lot of different things that has to be covered in 60 seconds, right? It's abbreviated, all right? You just heard Town Hall News go off it and then talk about all the Democrat giveaways. So I think that's fine. It just happens sometimes. It's a matter of how much time you have on a report. Of course, the one thing I would say is that, Musk and then Trump ended up shooting down the CR, the funding bill. And the government runs out of money in all of this, the typical government shutdown in just a couple of days. Now, here is the challenge. Everyone's sitting there and talking about how bad that bill was, and it was bad. Everybody knew the bill was going to be bad, though, because a continuing resolution needs 60 votes in the Senate to pass. 60 votes. Now, you're not going to get 60 votes in the Senate because unless you have giveaways for the Democrats. That's the reality. That's the reality. So you can be upset what was in it before, and I share your being upset. But remember, Johnson is there having to negotiate all over the place here. And I'm not excusing what he did. It's just the reality. And even the right wing has to understand that votes are a mathematics problem. And so, yep, this is where the giveaways come. Now, it was supposed to be a short CR, and then they could have, and then they would have been able to take care of it, renegotiate a new bill end of March, that kind of thing. So just understand that, we're flirting with a shutdown, and I know what you're going to say, but it's going to be the Democrats' fault. I wish it would be perceived this way, but once again, there is a possibility that Republicans may have stepped on a rake in this particular thing and boom, smacking you in the head because it doesn't matter what the truth is. It will be the Democrats were the good guys and they were trying to protect your gender affirming care, et cetera, the LGBTQ committee and all the rest. And it's going to be those rascally Republicans trying to stop your benefits because they own the media, the mainstream media at this point, where most people still get their news. All right. I wish that weren't the case. But that is reality. Remember, team reality here. Just reminding you, just understand what could be going on. Get the popcorn, okay? We'll see where they go. It's 12 after 7.
You want price transparency? I'll give you price transparency. Joel here with Butler Ford and Truck Center, and from now through the end of December, I'm posting every invoice on every single new Ford on the lot. Walk the lot, see your invoice price, and let's make a deal. I've got 44 F-150s with the invoices posted, 56 Super Duties with the invoices posted, 51 Broncos with the invoices posted. Plus, I've got Escapes, Explorers, Rangers, Mavericks, Mustangs. All 226 new Fords on the lot have the invoice posted at Butler Ford for the rest of December. And remember, if you're a business owner looking to take advantage of the $179 tax deduction for the year-end purchase, Butler Ford is your $179 headquarters. All my Super Duties qualify for the $179 deduction, or maybe you want a lease. Come see me, and I'll show you how it's done. Butler Ford and Truck Center, just 12 short minutes down the freeway in Ashland, right off of exit 19, where you know we've got your truck, your SUV, your certified pre-owned, your savings. Well, we got it all. And for the rest of December, dealer invoices clearly posted, making it easy for you to get a great deal on your next Ford.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
The magnitude of problems that he is inheriting are massive. It's sort of like you have a boat taken on water. You got to plug up the hull. Well, we got to stop the illegal immigrants unvetted from coming into this country. We got to get that wall up fast. And we've got over 12.5 million. If you look at the illegals that were here before, people that didn't respect our laws, borders, sovereignty, including known terrorists, including cartel members, gang members, murderers, rapists, other violent criminals that have been, wreaking havoc all across the country. We've got to find them. We've got to remove them. I mean, how do we find the terrorists that we know are in the country? What do you think they're doing? We know what they're doing. They're plotting, they're planning, they're scheming. That is a monumental task.
Check out the Sean Hannity Radio Show later today, right here.
So the FBI, they call it house stealing. I've been telling you about this for over a year. It is a huge problem. If you own a home, if you own any real estate, it is crucial you protect your property and your equity from these criminals. Now, I've arranged for you, my listeners, to have 50% off Home Title Lock's triple lock protection. Now, you will immediately be protected. You'll get 50% off when you use the promo code Hannity. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Hannity. That's HomeTitleLock.com.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated in the best hearing aids of 2024 by USA Today, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, just $189.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 500,000 happy customers by going to AudionHearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N Hearing.com.
You're hearing The Bill Myers Show on Southern Oregon's home for conservative talk. Mornings on KMED at 99.3 KBXG. Call Bill at 770-5633. That's 770-KMED. Here's Bill Meyer.
A little bit of breaking news before we bring on Mark Adamczyk, and that is D.A. Fannie Willis has been disqualified from the Trump case. So, boom, she's gone. Okay. And joining me is another attorney who is not disqualified. His name is Mark Adamczyk, Florida attorney who has studied the history of the Kennedy assassination for 25 years. Now, Mark, it is a pleasure having you on, and you have a book out. You've co-authored the JFK Assassination Chokeholds. How are you doing this morning? Welcome to the show.
I'm doing great, Bill. Thanks.
All right. What kind of law do you practice in Florida, if you don't mind me asking?
Oh, I actually do condominium and plan development, homeowners associations, things like that. So it's
estate
practice.
No,
oh, yeah.
not homeowners association. Oh, my gosh. I've always said, God help you when you enter into an agreement with a homeowners association or you're dealing with that. Would you agree overall with that?
Oh, it's organized chaos. You know, I enjoy it. I try to keep, you know, the boards of these associations in line, and also there's the crazy homeowners that cause problems. So it's a balance. Yeah.
Yeah, and then there are always some people that like to carry around clipboards and walk the neighborhood, right? That sort of thing. And there's nothing that makes them happier than to say, "Ha, there's a blade of." There's a blade of, you know, there's a one homeowners association that my nephew is in over in Eagle Point, and they would have the clipboard Nazis is what they call them, right? And they said that, well, the grass is not green in this section of your yard, right? And it's because the neighborhood dogs walking around there are always going to the bathroom on it, right? So he ended up taking out spray paint, and he sprayed it. And then they shut up. He spray painted the grass to make it go away.
Yeah, we call them condo commandos, so the same thing. I'm actually going to start a podcast for the law practice and get into all those crazy stories like you just mentioned,
Yeah, I'll bet it's wild. So let's dig, though, into the JFK assassination chokeholds, though. This book's out. Your co-author on this. Who is your other co-author, if you don't mind? Just go ahead and give us the spiel.
We have five of us, actually. There's three lawyers and then two experienced research. I mean, we all know the case, you know, really well, but Jim DiEugenio is our most renowned co-author, and he's written the screenplay for Oliver Stone's recent documentary that went back into the case and the historical record that we had since the 1991 film that he made, JFK. So we got a great group.
The question I'm going to raise here is going to be the Hillary Clinton question. I know there are many people that are still digging into this even today, but what difference does it make anyway to be talking about JFK today in 2024? Right. Because I noticed, and the reason I wanted to bring you on here is because RFK Jr. is trying to get his daughter-in-law on as deputy CIA director. She could ask a few uncomfortable questions, couldn't she?
She sure could. Yeah. I mean, I get that question a lot from friends and family, even older than me. I'm 46 or younger, of course. Like, why do you still care? It's such an old case. Well, it matters because the CIA, you just mentioned, has lied to the American people for over 60 years. It lied to the Warren Commission. I mean, they, you know, the Warren Commission was a rigged, quote unquote, investigation for sure. but it didn't have all the information. The CIA said, we don't really know much about this Oswald guy. I guess he just did this. Well, we now know with the records that have come out that they knew all about Oswald going back to when he defected to the Soviet Union, all the way up to New Orleans and Mexico City and Dallas. They had a huge file on him. So that it really matters, because if the remaining records are declassified, which we're hoping Trump will do, and it shows more about Oswald that we know about and we don't know about yet, he either didn't do it or didn't do it alone, like they've told us for years. And then the begging question that everyone's going to want to know, well, what did happen? Who did do it? And that's why there's so much secrecy around this.
Yeah. The other thing I was going to touch on, do you have any evidence that, I mean, I've read other reports from other authors. I've read a lot of JFK books over the years. You know, I do find them quite interesting and compelling in the different theories, and they can stretch your brain in various ways. But some that I've read have talked about Oswald actually being a CIA or a government agent, like an undercover agent in one form or another. Is there anything about that rings true to you and what your folks are going into?
Well, yeah, 100%. So, to say he was a on-the-book CIA agent, will probably never be a record of that. But
right.
Here's what we do know. In New Orleans of August of 1963, he was right in the middle of a very public operation involving Castro in Cuba. If you've seen the movie and you've read some of the books you've mentioned, he was publicly created an image of him as being a pro-Castro activist, right? He was on the radio and TV there, and that same information on him was immediately released after the assassination in Dallas. So that operation, without question, was the first, stage to
But this is the this was his cover. In other words, okay, he's a radical, went to Russia, came back. He's a commie, right? And so, of course, ends up being the perfect patsy too, when you think about it. I digress. All right, so this is the cover. What makes this, though, the JFK assassination chokeholds? What makes this different from the other ones? Like I said, there have been so many that I've read.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is different because we clinically went through 60 years of information we do have now, and we created a book that, if anything, would convince the reader that there is a conspiracy in the case without question. We use the high legal standard of reasonable doubt, right?
Oh, so that's why you have attorneys doing this. Okay.
Yeah.
So you're running it through, all right, instead of just a cop being an investigator saying, well, it looks like this, right? So the attorneys are saying, okay, this rises to the level of a crime or it's not a crime, et cetera, that kind of thing. All right.
Yeah, and it's pretty cool because in the 10 chapters, each one of them alone is a standalone chokehold. Where there's no benign explanation for what for what we've been told, right? And so you can talk about the case itself in the book. There's chapters on the actual events in Dallas, and then there's chapters on obstruction of justice in the case, and all kinds of things that lead to an undeniable conclusion. There was a conspiracy, and then the reader can go into the various theories, that we've kind of kicked around. And then, of course, with the records it's still being withheld, that picture is going to be put together better.
Why would there be records being withheld about the JFK assassination more than 61 years after it ended up happening? I mean, practically nobody's even alive yet, left from from that period of time that was actually involved. They're all in their 80s or into their 90s at the least.
Yeah, and that's the burning question. I mean, the law does not permit continued withholding by the agencies. The president, both Trump and Biden, did issue delays and made the matter worse because we're still talking about it now. Everything was supposed to be released by 2017 or earlier by law. So why continue to do this? Well, the agencies are stubborn. That they believe that these are their records, that no one's allowed to see their secret operations. They do have the right to protect sources and methods and living persons, as you said. The other thing, it gets back to what I mentioned, they've been lying about the whole case for over 60 years, covered it up, continue to cover it up with these records. And it goes back to Oswald, who he really was, his true assignments and activities, and how that connects to Dallas.
I always remember how it was reported that that he was screaming to the people, I'm the patsy. Because it was almost one of those things where you realized, okay, the the system's turning on him, in other words. It's kind of the way it was. Would you agree? Is that what we're thinking, that we're going to find out?
Well, it's interesting you mentioned that, because those are his words, right? He said that while in police custody. He never said he didn't do anything or he didn't have knowledge of something. He said, I'm the patsy. He quickly figured out that he was taking the blame for this. And then he started talking. And then you have Jack Ruby enter, right, 2 days later. I don't think Oswald was supposed to survive that afternoon on November 22nd. He was supposed to be killed by what we can figure out at the Texas Theater or before there, where he was arrested.
And he was then, he's not supposed to have escaped. And then magically you have Jack Ruby, a mobster who is dying of cancer, right? You know, and then all of a sudden he takes out Oswald because he just thought that, well, he was just being a good American. He just thought the truth would be too much for the system to bear.
We have a whole chapter on Mr. Ruby in our book, which goes into that in detail. And he was not an ordinary nightclub owner in Dallas, as they said he was, who just acted on a whim. He was in the picture to silence Oswald when he was in custody. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that that why this still matters and why people are still interested in wanting to know the truth about this is that we've seen the corrosion. I mean, the deep state's been there probably for a long, long time, even, you know, post-World War II, really.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it was after the JFK assassination that I think we realized that, boy, you know, with all this this sheen of liberty and freedom and justice for all and equality before the law, it's just not so. And that was really kind of the beginning of it? Or do you think it might have been earlier? What say you?
I think you're right on. I mean, I think after World War II, when, you know, the intelligence agencies like the CIA were organized by Truman, it was not supposed to be what it is today. It was supposed to be intelligence gathering to advise the president and staff.
Well, you know, Truman said openly that, you know, after his presidency, he said that one of his biggest regrets was actually forming the CIA.
Yes. Yeah. It's taken on a life of its own for sure. And that very much unfolded in the early 60s, you know, with the Castro plots too. They were assassinating foreign heads in South America left and right, and, you know, in the quote interest of our country. And I'm sure there were legitimate interests to protect, but it turned into a policymaking force, its own military. And of course, these operations, like we saw with Kennedy.
Well, Mark, you're going to get me to spend another $10 on my Kindle and put that in there. I'm going to have to read this, and I'll get you back on, because I always find this interesting, especially with the RFK Jr. Situation and the family entering the administration and where this could possibly lead, and if they're going to release information, which they're supposed to in 2025, and President Trump has promised that he's going to do what he didn't do last time in the last administration. So, but get the popcorn. This is, I say that a lot lately. I guess what I'm wondering here, I've come to the conclusion that now I'm a man of the political right. I don't know what your politics are. And if you want to comment on it, that's perfectly fine. But I think one of the mistakes that we make on the political right is thinking of the deep state as just the unelected bureaucrats are out there, the lifers that are in there in the IRS or, you know, the DOJ or whatever the case might be. I think it goes deeper than that. And in fact, I've often thought that really when we think of a deep state, it really are or really is our intelligence agencies. But who tells the intelligence agencies what to do? Because I certainly don't think it's our government these days. What do you think of if you're going to define deep state these days?
Well, I mean, a lot of what you said is I agree with. I guess the best example is this case, right? So Trump in 2017, when he was president then, said he was looking forward to releasing the records. And then at the 11th hour, he got visits from, you know, the CIA heads and other agencies that told him not to do it.
Well, yeah, he has what the presidents start referring to as the talk, right? You're getting the talk.
Yeah. Hmm? Yeah, and he was given bad legal advice by the DOJ in the 11th hour that totally misinterpreted and twisted the JFK Records Act that I mentioned in a way that convinced Trump at the time, real quickly. This all went down in, like, you know, the last week of that deadline in 2017, and that's with the story they ran with, and then it's still being perpetrated today. There's a lawsuit out there to try to fix it. It's kind of has some mixed results so far. But I agree. It comes back to RFK Jr. and Trump in tandem, you know, just following the statute as written and not capitulating to the agency's appeals that they don't have the legal right to make anymore.
At this point in time, though, wouldn't you think that a lot of these records would have been doctored to protect the guilty?
Well, without question, or they're not even archived with NARA, the archivist in Washington, and that's another part of the case. The 3,600 records that are known to be withheld is what's known to be withheld. It's the stuff that's missing. There's files that the CIA will not turn over to the archivist that involved New Orleans and Oswald and those operations there. So, yeah, there's just who knows. But only, you know, a great start would be following the law and what we know is there, because that's there.
You have a piece on Town Hall on townhall.com. Came out about three, 4 days ago. Are you expecting, like, you know, the smoking gun saying, yes, the CIA or this agency ended up doing it? Or, you know, what do you expect? Or what would you expect, you know, coming out of this?
Yeah, I mean, the point of the Town Hall piece to say is like, okay, here's what we know. And so you put all those things together and it really creates an understanding of Dallas. So, you know, if there's the only thing that can be withheld is more sinister documents that connect to that and forcing a true explanation of what happened and who was responsible. And so that's really where we're at.
Okay. Now, in the real world, though, and I'm going to kind of circle back to what I asked a little bit earlier, Counselor. And by the way, I'm talking with Mark Adamczyk. And he is the author of the JFK Assassination Chokehold. He's co-author of that. Numerous attorneys have gotten in on this and looked at this from a legal standpoint. Wouldn't the worst of this stuff have been destroyed or gotten rid of a long time ago? And I'm wondering if we're kind of chasing our tails on this. What is your opinion?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like the smoking gun term is it could be looked at a lot of different ways. Do I think there's a record that explains on paper exactly what happened and who's responsible? No, I mean, that's not how those things work.
Yeah, because the intelligence agencies, say what you will, you may disagree with the way they're running things, but they're not stupid. That's all I'm getting at, right?
Right. Well, I think there's two phases. I think there was the setup stage of Oswald starting in New Orleans months before, where that put him in the perfect position at the perfect time with the perfect background. Mm-hmm. And then you have the other part of the operation, which is the actual murder, which was carried out in a military-style ambush. The book goes in, a couple chapters go into the ridiculousness of the magic bullet and the official explanation of Oswald doing this on his own. So you take those two things together, and I think they can be further pieced together with the withheld records. And there's already so much out there that sort of does. So it's like, what's left to hide other than he didn't do it for sure or on his own? And then they got to figure out and explain what did happen. Right.
Just the firearm that Oswald is alleged to have used, that old military surplus Italian restaurant, rifle that couldn't hit the broadside of a barn. And, you know, I find it interesting how all that stuff about how what bad shape that rifle was in was just all memory hold. And you're not supposed to ask the obvious question. Well, if the government people can't make it hit anything, how did Oswald? Right. That's what I always wondered.
Yeah. No, the weapon was a piece of junk, and that wasn't even the weapon they identified by the Dallas police initially. They identified a totally different type of rifle, but, you know, that gets into the rabbit hole. But the funny, you mentioned, so the first alleged shot missed the limousine by some 30 feet and hit a bystander down off to the other street. And then the next two were perfect, and oh, by the way, he's got to, you know, reload the manual bolt rifle twice in a matter of, like, less than 2 seconds each, and hit the president perfectly twice, and one of those bullets, you know, caused all the damage to Governor Conley as well. It's just fiction, and I think most people realize that now, but that's just the part of the case. You know, if anything, you know, there's a cover up there.
All right. Well, reading about this and having shot a few rifles myself, I know that what he was accused of doing would have been quite the feat with that particular rifle for even the best, the finest of marksmen.
Right.
But, you know, we'll leave that as a conversation for another day. And I've spent most of my life recovering from my government education, so I think this will be another one of those books helping me, okay? Mark, I appreciate you.
Definitely. Yeah, it's really, you'll learn a lot, and it's all based on record and no speculation. That's why we like it, yeah.
Okay, very good. And it's called the JFK Assassination Chokeholds. I'm sorry, I was looking at a couple of different words and getting all wound up. Now, it's at the usual space. Do you have any particular website that you have for this book, too?
Oh, it's easily found on Amazon. There's also an Audible audiobook that just came out a couple weeks ago for those that prefer that. And, you can find it at any of your major bookstores as well online. So, but Amazon's the easiest, yeah.
Yeah, final question I would have for you. Do you think that RFK Jr.'s daughter could actually get on the CIA of all places? It just astounds me to think that.
that would rattle some cages. She actually was a CIA agent as well. But the president does have the right to make an appointment at that level to the CIA. So it comes down to, if they can get it done and like I said, go to counter the balance, because right now it's heavily in favor of the institution of the CIA on this issue.
All right, now who is nominated to run the CIA again? I've forgotten this one. Do you know?
Oh, I don't remember either. I just kind of was thinking about RFK's daughter-in-law, but yeah. I know it's someone.
But that position is not one that Trump chooses. It would be the one that Trump chooses to be the director, who would then ask for the director. Is that how that works?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
okay. Very good. Hey, Mark. Great getting a chance to meet you, and keep going after those clipboard Nazis in the HOAs, too, all right?
I got to turn my attention to that for the rest of the day, so thank you so much.
We'll talk to you a little later. Mark Adamczyk, once again, Florida attorney. It is 7:36 at KMED. You're on the Bill Myers Show.
Attention, Jackson County property owners. Get peace of mind with the new Property Recording Alert Service from your Jackson County Clerk's Office. This free service sends you same-day email alerts whenever documents are recorded in your name, so you can monitor your property records easily. It's fast, secure, and easy to register. Visit jacksoncountyor.gov/recorder and sign up today. Don't wait. Stay informed with same-day recording notifications.
One of each K4 VIN 016551 MSRP 24145 Telluride VIN 576420 MSRP 43330 5982 due 10K miles per year, zero security deposit, all incentives and discounts to dealer plus tax, title license, 150 registration processing fee. Trading in a vehicle will not eliminate your debt. Negative equity applied to new loan balance ends 1/2/25.
Get the gift you really want. It's the holiday trade-up during the season of new traditions at Kia Medford. Upgrade your old sleigh, then save on our huge selection of brand new Kias. Trade up to the all-new 2025 Kia K4 LXS, just $169 a month lease. Or a new 2025 Kia Telluride S all-wheel drive, only $229 a month lease, both for 24 months. Plus, once we make a deal at Kia Medford, we'll pay off your trade no matter how much you owe. Need credit? Go to KiaMedford.com to get pre-approved in less than 30 seconds with no effect on your credit score. Hurry in and trade up to a K4, $169 a month, or Telluride, $229 a month at Kia Medford. Click KiaMedford.com.
Just how clean is your water? Here's a note from Grants Pass Water Lab. The best and the only way to know your water is clear of bacteria is to have a professional water lab run an E. coli test. E. coli is famous for making people really sick, but it's also an indicator of other bacteria, protozoa, and viruses. So ask Grants Pass Water Lab to test your water for E. coli. Find locally owned, independent Grants Pass Water Lab online at gpwaterlab.com.
If you have an Alexa device, you can listen to great news and talk anytime by first asking Alexa to enable KMED. After enabling the skill, you can listen to the most popular talk personalities like Bill Meyer and Lars Larson, plus local news and weather 24 hours a day by just asking Alexa to play KMED. Alexa streaming on KMED is made possible by Megan McPherson at Farmers Insurance, Father and Son Jewelry, Pacific Healthcare Training, BM Auto Works, and Wash Buggy Rap Lab.
News Talk 106.3 KMED. This is the Bill Myers Show.
It is Conspiracy Theory Thursday. We're going to have a little fun and do a Conspiracy Theory Thursday talk on anything you want. But I got a news story in that I have to get into in just a minute. It is just it is so fascinating. Man. And this has to do with an anonymous letter sent to me with some pictures of bathrooms in Grants Pass. I kid you not, the bum bathrooms in Grants Pass, I think over by the parks. And I haven't been able to check this out, but they sent me the pictures, so I think it's kind of interesting. I'll share a little bit of this coming up and get your opinion if we should have cameras on the bum bathrooms. That seems to be the claim made. It's Bill Meyer, and here's another listener who saved at Sky Park Insurance. Meet Jason from Medford.
I've been with the same company for 4 years and heard Steve's commercial. I gave him a call, and he saved me nearly $1,000 a year on my two cars. Thanks, Steve.
Sky Park is an independent agency with providers like Progressive, Safeco, Foremost, and many more. Call Steve for a quote, 261-5444, or visit skyparkins.com.
Hi, this is Steve from Sky Park Insurance. At Sky Park, we make insurance easy.
Oregon Truck and Auto Authority is celebrating its 20-year anniversary as the Rogue Valley's car, truck, Jeep, and SUV accessory upfit headquarters. Specializing in spray-on bedliners, vehicle undercoating, tonneau covers, and the largest selection of fiberglass, commercial, and metal canopies in the area. Running boards, Nerf bars, bumpers, winches, and LED lighting are also on the menu, along with hitches, decked drawer systems, and bed slides too. Come see Oregon Truck and Auto Authority today and get your vehicle ready for your next adventure.
News brought to you by Millett Construction, specializing in foundation repair and replacement. Get on solid ground. Visit MilletteConstruction.com.
With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. The man accused of killing United Healthcare CEO will return to New York to face murder charges. Luigi Mangione has agreed to be extradited at a court appearance in Pennsylvania, where he was arrested last week after 5 days on the run. A state appeals court has removed Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis from the Georgia election interference case against Donald Trump and others. That decision today leaves the future of the prosecution uncertain. The American economy grew at a healthy 3.1% annual clip from July through September. The Commerce Department says the growth was propelled by vigorous consumer spending and an uptick in exports. On Wall Street, the Dow is ahead 142 points. The NASDAQ is up by 69. The S&P 500 is ahead 22. More details at srnnews.com.
Our nation's problems have been building for the past 50 years, and they're not going away overnight, which is why we must prepare now for a financial collapse that will affect the entire economy. The good news is there's an easy way to do that. Hi, I'm Dr. Ron Paul, and I believe everyone should consider a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group to diversify their IRA or 401k. Gold is a proven bedrock in almost every kind of economy. To learn more, get a free info kit from my trusted friends at Birch Gold by texting the word PREPARE to 989898. Don't wait until decades of government irresponsibility comes crashing down on your retirement. Get your free info kit on gold IRAs from the Birch Gold Group now. Text PREPARE to the number 989898. That's PREPARE to 989898.
This is Brent with Home and Built Deck and Fence. Many customers in the Rogue Valley ask why winter is a great time for deck, fence, and siding projects. The answer? Faster scheduling, quicker completion, and better prices than next spring. Don't wait. Schedule your free consultation now. Home and Built provides top-notch design, quality craftsmanship, and exceptional service. You work hard year-round, and so do we. Visit homeandbuilt.com to see our work. That's HOMANBUILT.com. Home and Built. We build the best and fix the rest.
Bi-Coastal Media and Live at the Armory present the ultimate New Year's Eve celebration. The Vibes at the historic Ashland Armory. The party kicks off at 8:30 p.m. with DJ Samuel Lawrence, followed by Free Creatures rocking their new record release. Next, groove to the horn-heavy soul sounds of True Loves. Then get ready for an unforgettable dance party with Vulcan Bump and special guests to ring in the new year. It's a night packed with amazing music and great vibes. The Vibes at the Armory. Get your tickets now at liveattheArmory.com. 21 and over only.
'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a... Wait, there's a noise coming from what sounds like the chim...
Ooh, 'tis a tight squeeze!
Ben Franklin, what are you doing here?
With this nor'wester knocking out the electricity, my dear friend St. Nicholas requested assistance with deliveries, and your delightful home stood out like a beacon in the blizzard.
Well, we took your sage advice and had Patriot Electric install a generator that powers our entire house when the power's out.
Aha! My friends at Patriot Electric are genius.
Yeah, we just turn on the generator, flip a switch at the breaker box, and bam, power for the people.
I must remember to give Rudolph their number. His nose could use an upgrade. Well, I must take my leave. I hope your children enjoy kites.
Thanks for dropping by, Ben.
Indeed, quite literally. Now, if I may, I'll use the door. And a Merry Christmas to all from Patriot Electric. And to all, a good night.
The Best of Southern Oregon magazine, presented by Dusty's Transmissions, is online. To find out who won gold and silver medals in over 200 categories, visit the website and flip through the magazine online. You can also sort by category and learn about Southern Oregon's best, such as the Rockwell Group, Valley Boys Auto Sales, A Affordable Royal Flush, Organic Elements Wellness Spa, and Ashland Electric Bikes. Congratulations to all the award winners from Bicoastal Media, publishers of the Best of Southern Oregon magazine. Visit bestofsouthernoregon.com today.
Hi, I'm Lisa with Pacific Survey Supply, and I'm on KMED.
Michael Williams will join me in about 25, 30 minutes or so. He's the embattled Medford 549C school board director, and he's not going to be charged criminally. He still thinks, though, that they are after him. Well, it's a great Conspiracy Theory Thursday talk. We'll bring him on and kind of kick around this whole issue, because it does appear, though, that the school district is looking to get rid of him and get rid of him really, really quickly. Although I must say I wouldn't have done everything that he did, or might have done things a little bit differently. But hey, you know, we're talking about the way things are right now. Other news this morning, there will be a government shutdown Friday if Congress doesn't pass a bill to keep the government funded. That's just reality. Okay. You have to understand this. Musk ended up talking yesterday, and then Donald Trump agreeing with him that the spending bill, which was 1,000, and this is reported, by the way, National Review, 1,547-page continuing resolution loaded up with many unrelated and costly provisions. It includes $100 billion in disaster aid, also waive some of the limitations on disaster aid, and let's see, also giveaways for the farmers, $30 billion for the farmers, and let's see, would also extend the farm bill for another year, would also allow gasoline with 15% ethanol to be sold year-round in every state. The ethanol racket always gets paid, right? You know, we got to figure that's what's going on. And also, Congress would get a $70,000 per year pay raise. They called it a cost of living adjustment. Now, Nick Sorter in the National Review says they're calling it a cost of living adjustment, but they are the reason that the cost of living is so out of control. Nah, Congress is just a symptom of it, Nick, fortunately. The root of it is, frankly, a flexible currency, the Federal Reserve Bank. The fact that they can print limitless currency for the government, and government is more than happy to oblige the spending. All right? And there's lots of, like I said, Congress is essentially the handmaiden for for the Federal Reserve, okay? Just saying. But yeah, they're not disciplined, that sort of thing. Here is the question I would have for you on Conspiracy Theory Thursday. Like we said, government shutdown, you know, I don't care what the MAGA crowd says. Republicans will be blamed for this, okay? You have to understand this. Quit hitting yourself in the head with a hammer every time this goes on and think that there's going to be a different result from this, okay? So Republicans will likely be blamed for it. So just understand that and gird your loins for it, because that's just reality. It happens every period, time period, okay? We have a lot of history on this sort of situation. Was this a bad bill? Absolutely, it was a bad bill. Was it probably going to have to be a bad bill? Possibly. Remember, and this is what people forget about, the regular spending bills, you only need to get 51 senators to agree with you in order to get it passed through into law once the president signs it, that sort of thing. But a continuing resolution, what they're doing on right now, what they were working together to get this done this week, continuing resolution requires 60 votes, which means it ain't just MAGA. You have to get Democrats to join you. Now, in all seriousness, do you truly believe that we are all so powerful in the Republican Party in Washington, D.C., that just out of the sheer force of logic and the force and the wonderfulness of our powers of persuasion and our personalities, you honestly think you're going to get 7, 8, 9 Democrats to join on your side in the Senate. Commies, many of them commies, you just know how it goes. Are you going to get them to join you without throwing the kitchen sink at them? I'm asking a serious question, and with everybody yelling about how bad that was, and I agree with him, it was bad. But what are you going to do? Shut it down? Next 40, 45 days, and then just let it twist in the wind? And let the media, the mainstream media, feed on the Trump administration, the carcass of the Trump administration, before it even gets into power? I mean, how would you handle this one? I'd love to let you take a stab at this. 770-563-3770-KMED. Because, you know, I didn't like this one either. But I'm not necessarily sure that they can get a clean one through. You're not going to be able to get a clean CR through. They don't have the votes. It's a mathematics problem. I wish there wasn't a mathematics problem, but there is. Right? Wrong? Am I an idiot? 770-5633. We can talk about that. That's one story. Another story for Conspiracy Theory Thursday. Is our Attorney General lawless? In my hand, a news release. Oregon AG rolls out new Sanctuary Promise Community Toolkit as a resource for all Oregonians to understand sanctuary laws and access resources. New website offers information for those seeking to understand Oregon's sanctuary laws and immigration rights, as well as brochures, PSAs, and more for reporting possible Oregon sanctuary law violations. So, the Tina Kotek administration, along with the Attorney General's office, essentially, are going to be here to resist any attempt at rounding up the dirtbags that need to be sent back across the border. Oregon Attorney General Ellen Rosenblum rolling out this new Sanctuary Promise Community Toolkit in English and Spanish to help Oregonians familiarize themselves with the state's long-standing sanctuary laws. These laws protect and the safety precautions to take to prepare for the possibility of increased federal immigration activity in our state. Developed by the Oregon Department of Justice's Civil Rights Unit, a community toolkit is a free online resource for those seeking to understand the sanctuary laws and help ensure that our communities are safe for all. So in other words, they want to protect the criminals. So a question for you, is the Attorney General lawless? 770-5633. Another question for you here. I don't know if I'm going to have time to... Maybe I'll hold off the cameras in the Grants Pass bathrooms here for a little bit. I'll just take your calls right now. I think even those are a couple to start here. 770-5633. Have Republicans stepped on the rake and smacked themselves in the head over this continuing resolution by rejecting it? They're going to run out of gas. They're going to run out of fuel Friday. And then you know how it's going to go every time Republicans get blamed. Do we even want that at the beginning of the Trump administration? Or should we just leave it shut down until Trump comes in? And then we have the lawless Attorney General. Lawless or not? 770-5633. Let me go to line one. Hi, good morning. It's Conspiracy Theory Thursday. Who's this?
This is Pete in North Valley.
Pete, North Valley. Is it Valley or yeah. Valet? Like valet.
Valet.
Valet. Yeah. Okay. Good morning, Pete.
But anyway, yes, well, I was curious, John West's situation here in Josephine County.
Sure.
There was a lawsuit, I believe, that was being heard yesterday. I haven't heard any results that was on the count doing the 10% of the...
Oh, I talked about that last hour. He must have missed it. The judge turned that case down. So, no, judge did not agree with the claims of the John West attorney. Okay? So, everything remains the same there. And so, I guess they're claiming that... that the statistical sampling of petition ballots is well-settled law. And so, essentially, Pete, and now I disagree with this, no matter what petition we're talking about, they, in essence, take a poll. They take a poll of the petitions. They only look at 10% of them. And so the assumption is that if you look at 10% of them, it's going to reflect the 100% of them coming in. So if you find they're looking mostly okay in this one 10% batch that you're looking at, everything else is okay. It's just like a political poll, isn't it?
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah. What can possibly go wrong here?
I know. What could go wrong with we're going to poll the petitions? And, well, you know, according to our polling and our algorithm, and maybe we should just start doing the elections on polls, too. We'll just poll the electorate. We don't need to actually count ballots or look at.
Don't give them any ideas.
Yeah. Thanks, Pete. Pete from North Valley. Let me go to line two. Hi, good morning. This is Bill. Who's this on Conspiracy Theory Thursday?
This is Chris in Medford.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good. What's up?
Well, I want to talk about the budget.
The what now?
The budget.
Oh, the budget. Oh, yeah. The CR that went down in flames and now it's all blown up, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Good idea? Bad idea? What do you think?
I think it's a good idea.
You do?
Yes. And I have some logic behind that.
All right, let's hear your logic. I look forward to this.
The facts are that we either go into the Trump administration with they're going to fight us on everything, just like they have always done. Mm-hmm. You know, they have now I think we've settled the lawfare issue. It's we're not necessarily going to fight that, mm-hmm. but. This is what's right for the country. There's stuff in that bill that
Of course, it's horrible. It's a horrible bill. Everybody knows it's going to be a horrible bill. CR in December is always a horrible bill. Here's the question, though. How do you get to 60 votes in the Senate? You don't have 60 conservatives. You don't have 60 fiscal conservatives in there right now. The only way you're going to get...
Right.
You have to have Democrats to join in. Republicans can't do it alone.
Right. And it's something that I practice in my daily life is that it's okay to be unpopular.
Okay.
It's okay to not be on the right side.
Hey, listen,
of things.
I am absolutely in agreement with you. And it's okay to be unpopular. And believe me, they are right now. Okay. That being said, how do you get to 60 votes, though? Because you would agree, is it a bad idea to do a government shutdown here right as the Trump administration is coming in? What do you think?
I think it's not ideal, but I think that they're going to fight us no matter what we're doing. So it's better the fight happen before we ever get in there, and then they can say that it's Trump's fault, and they will, and they'll blame the Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
But the facts are that that's not who's shutting it down. It's pork barrel stuff that shouldn't be in the bill.
All right. Fair enough. Thank you for the call there, Chris. 770-5633. It's Conspiracy Theory Thursday. Let me go to the next one. Hello, who's this? Welcome.
Hi, Bill. It's Tim.
Tim, what are you thinking?
Well, this continuing resolution is very simple. All you have to do is just strip it down and say, we're going to fund the government until March,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to be based on these very basic spending needs, and anything beyond that's not appropriate in this. And if they fight it, and say, well, we don't have the vote, say, well, then it's on the Democrats or it's on the Rhino Republicans.
You know that's not how the narrative will be shaped. You know that because you know that there because you do understand there are not 60 60 votes to pass a clean one, right? You get that, right?
Well, but then who's it on? Who's it on if that happens?
What's that now?
Who's it on? Who gets the albatross hung around their
neck? It will be on the Republicans. No, it's going to be on the Republicans. That's all.
Only if you let it be.
Okay, so you by the force of your personality, our personality, will be able to then bend the will of the ABCs and CBSs
Bill,
and NBC.
I must not have tuned in where you gave a solution. What's your solution?
No, you're not. Yeah, my solution would be that you pass it. Unfortunately, I think you just have to pass it. Now you have your choice. You have your choice of either passing it or you shut down. Because you're not going to get 60 votes for a clean. No, you're not going to get 60 votes for a clean one. I want to talk realistically here. You're not going to get 60 votes for a clean, proper resolution. It's just not there. Okay? We know that, right? You'll agree?
Well, I don't care. I mean,
you have to care. It's a math problem.
Okay, you're being obtuse here.
No, I'm not being obtuse. I'm being incredibly clear with you. It takes 60 votes in the Senate to pass a continuing resolution. Now, a regular budget bill, only 51.
You would accept the 1,500-page bill yesterday in lieu of fighting them. Is that what you're saying? You would capitulate to that?
There is no fighting them right now. It's either you pass it or you shut it down. That's your only option right now, because you're not going to get a clean one at 15.
That is not true. That is not true.
What is your evidence that that is not true? Where are all those magical Democrats that are going to materialize in the Senate to approve a clean bill?
You got your mouth.
Answer my question. Answer my question. Where are the Democrats that will cross and vote for this, a clean bill, which I would love to have? Don't get me wrong. All right?
You're being hypocritical.
No, I'm adding and subtracting, and you're not.
Shut up. Stop talking.
You're not adding and subtracting. I told you it's a mathematics problem, and you don't seem to understand math.
Yeah, you're a quitter. You're a giver-upper. You're a surrenderer.
Not a surrenderer. I know how to add and subtract. It's politics. It's a mathematics problem.
No, it's a quitter's attitude. It's a giver-upper's attitude. It's a rhino's attitude.
Oh, yeah. I'm a rhino, all right, because I know how to add and subtract. Yikes. Boy, if that kind of thought process is going to permeate the entire world, you're one of those people that thinks that by the mere force of your personality that a bunch of Democrats will materialize, right?
Ketanji Jackson Brown wants her title back of the most words spent on useless discussion.
Okay, fair enough. Obviously, you do not understand the math problem in Congress. Now, listen, I'm sympathetic to him. It's a horrible bill. So the choices are, you either pass a clean bill, impossible to do, everybody knows it's impossible, or you let it shut down. Now, I'm actually okay with it shutting down, but just understand that you're going to get blamed for it, okay? That's all. Let me go to the next one. Hi, good morning. Who's this? Welcome.
Hello? Is that me?
That's you. Go ahead.
Hello?
Hi.
Hey, Bill, it's Lynn. I think we need to have this fight. And it's not, these people are not serious. And yeah, there's some really dangerous things in this bill. It ought to be 15 pages, not 1,500. Mm-hmm. One of the things it does is greatly increase the powers of CDC and FDA.
I agree with you. There is absolutely nothing. There's nothing in that bill that is worth. No. I will agree with you. I'm not disagreeing with you anything on that. I don't have time to go through all the things that are in there. It's all bad. We get that.
They're going to hamstring Trump, and he's not going to be able to do anything, and they can lock us down again.
Okay, I get it. I know. But now, hold on. I'm just saying, though.
Shut it down. Have to fight.
That's what I'm asking.
But I want to add something else, if I can. Have you addressed the smearing of Bobby Kennedy? He's on the Hill this week talking to senators about the polio vaccine. Has that been discussed?
No, I haven't talked about that.
Okay, well, I just want people to know it's all through the mainstream media that he wants to pull the polio vaccine off the market. It's a complete lie, of course. What's happening is Aaron Seary, the attorney for ICANN and also associated with Bobby, is petitioned to withdraw a new polio vaccine that was grown on genetically modified monkey kidney cells that replicate indefinitely cancer risk, and it was tested for 3 whole days. That's what it's about. So I've heard some senators, like the other Kennedys, John Kennedy, he bought the lie. So I just want people to know it's not true. And please call the senators and tell them you want Bobby Kennedy confirmed. We need that.
All right. Appreciate the call. Thank you for that. 8:03. Hey, if you're on hold, I'll get right to you. And then you can yell at me. All right. Hey, I'm okay with it shutting down. I really am. I am absolutely okay with it shutting down. But just understand, do you want to saddle the shutdown blame? That's all I'm saying. And this is yet another thing that Trump's going to have to deal with. But what do you think? What do I know? I can just add and subtract votes. This is the Bill Myers Show. KMED, HD1, Eagle Point, Medford, KBXG, Grants Pass.